This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind here. 855-450-FREE. Some interesting Bitcoin news internationally here in moments. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
To the phones, to the fun. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Let's go to Craig in California. Craig, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing?
Hey, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I've never called a radio show before, but I know you guys are big promoters of Bitcoin, and
yes.
I have a question. Who's behind Bitcoin?
That's an interesting question. Nobody really knows.
You guys always mention the guy Satoshi or somebody like that.
Correct. Satoshi Nakamoto is the creator of Bitcoin, but no one knows who that is.
But you know what open source software is, right?
No, I'm not really much of a tech guy. Not much.
So it's important to note that that there's a creator of the code, but that the code is open to everyone to see what's in the code. So sort of it eliminates deep dark,
no secrets, no backdoors,
conspiracy theories.
Right. So Windows is closed source, meaning that Microsoft does not want you to see their code.
That's right.
Linux is open source, meaning that you can look at the code, you can tinker with the code.
Programmers who know what they're doing can audit Bitcoin. They can go in there, they can make sure there's no backdoors that have been programmed in, that, you know, that's not something that somebody could hack into. So that's the benefit of open source.
My question is really this. If you don't know who's really behind Bitcoin, how do we know it's not the same government or the same Federal Reserve that we already know would do pretty much anything?
So, again, the open source concept means that anyone who knows how to program can go and audit the code. They can look through it to see if there's something suspicious or something untoward going on within the code. Ultimately, it doesn't matter who it was that spit the code out originally, which human being or set of human beings that it was. If we know what it does, because we do know it's open source, so anyone, you know, who has the chops can go and look at it. So we know what it does. We know it does what it says it's going to do, and it does it very, very well, which is the reason why Bitcoin is currently worth nearly $700 per Bitcoin. Not quite that, but 600 something.
And there will only ever be 21 million Bitcoin.
But that doesn't address the issue that the guy says.
Hold on. It partially does.
Okay, go ahead.
Because the number of Bitcoin to ever be circulated is set at 21 million. The number of Federal Reserve notes, they can just increase that at a whim at any time.
Right.
So if it were being, you know, put out by, quote unquote, the powers that be, they would want something that they could manipulate and inflate or deflate on a whim, and they can't do that with Bitcoin. They can't just go and seize everything out of your wallet. That's not how Bitcoin works. But banks, the central government can say, and this happened in Greece and Cyprus, to where the central government just all of a sudden decided everything over X is getting sucked out of bank accounts.
I call it a haircut.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm aware of what they did in Cyprus, and they were talking about doing that in Greece as well. My question is still pretty much the same. How do you know that this is not part of the government racket?
Who made the internal combustion engine?
What's that?
Who invented the internal combustion engine?
Who invented it? I have no idea.
Me either. But I use a car every single day, and you trust the lives of your children in one. That's why.
But I can take apart and put together an internal combustion.
You can take apart, if you learn how, you can take apart and put together the open source code in Bitcoin.
Yep, that's absolutely true. In fact, there have
you
been
just don't know how. Neither do I, mind you. I want to make that clear.
But we know
but it's
people.
Been for, what, 7 or 9 years of people who are the most government distrusting people on the planet. People who call themselves cyberpunks, crypto anarchists, the deepest, darkest parts of the web. These people who definitely have the chops, and I've met a few of them, and I gotta say, they're smarter than I am. Those folks have had a chance to tear it apart and put it back together.
Oh, yeah.
And they're confident.
One related question. The guy who got busted, the Dread Pirate Roberts guy,
yeah.
His name. Didn't
Roll Salbrecht.
Yeah, and I know, I listen to you guys, so I'm kind of aware of what's going on there. Didn't the FBI seize something like $10 or $80 million worth of Bitcoin? And if so, how is it that they're then locked out? If they're able to seize that kind of money from Ross Ulbricht.
Because they had his private keys.
They were able to get them because they had access to his laptop, and apparently his private keys were in there in a non-encrypted format. So he did not have good enough operational security to make sure that they didn't get their hands on that stuff. That was his fault. That wasn't the fault of Bitcoin. That wasn't a security problem with Bitcoin. That's the equivalent to you, leaving the top down on your convertible with a basket full of cash, in the passenger side seat and hoping that some, crackhead doesn't come along.
Somebody came along and stole the money sitting in my convertible.
Right.
That's a flaw with
cash.
Dollar bills.
Yeah. So, anytime you see failures in the marketplace in Bitcoin, it usually is the marketplace actors that are the ones that are screwing up. It's not the Bitcoin itself. That is secure. It's cryptographically secure. And if it weren't, then it would have been hacked by now. There would have been somebody, some brilliant hacker who would have figured out a way to take down Bitcoin, to steal Bitcoin from people or whatever by taking advantage of the system. But those things don't exist in Bitcoin because it's rock solid code and has been maintained and upgraded over the years by the Bitcoin developers. So, there's a lot to learn if you want to learn about Bitcoin. But one thing I think is pretty sure, the governments they're afraid of Bitcoin.
That's why they're trying to regulate the hell out of it.
Yeah, and I've got a story about that coming up tonight if we get a chance. Thanks, Craig, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, you guys.
Hi, Dave.
I want to update you with regard to the situation with Jerry DeLamis, the I guess you could call him the Bundy Ranch activist from New Hampshire.
Yeah, this guy was out at the Bundy Ranch, which was, for listeners who don't recall, this was a few years ago now. There were some folks who had some cattle rights, grazing rights, disputes with the federal government, and it came down to kind of a standoff between the feds and the Bundy family, and a bunch of people went out there to sort of support those folks. And I guess Jerry DeLamis was one of those people, and the federal government recently came after him here in New Hampshire and arrested him. Is that about right?
Correct. I think the SWAT teamed his house in Rochester.
And his wife is a state representative.
Correct.
Okay.
And what happened this, I guess, most recently was that he, according to Jack Kimball, the former leader of the Republican Party in New Hampshire, DeLamis was supposed to have a hearing in Nevada. They shipped him off to Nevada after arresting him, and they would not give him bail. So, or at least if they did, they set it too high, and he's still in jail. And so in Nevada, they were supposed to have a hearing in June for him, regarding whether or not he really had to stay in detention. And what happened is, I guess right before the hearing, it was canceled because his government-appointed lawyer screwed something up, according to the government. The government blamed their government-appointed lawyer.
So, well, you don't get the best attention from a public defender, so it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
What's he being charged with, by the way? You know?
The only charge I remember, there's several charges. The one I remember is assault on a federal officer. But if you recall, there were no federal officers harmed during the Bundy Ranch standoff. So I'm not, maybe he tapped somebody on the shoulder. I don't know.
Could be.
But supposedly what's happening now is that they're appealing it. They're taking it up to, I guess, a higher court or a higher level of judge. It was originally, I guess, before a magistrate. And if that doesn't go through, if they don't succeed there, he'll be in jail until his next hearing in February.
So they're appealing the decision to hold him without bail or at a high level of bail?
Correct. And there's
right?
a little bit more.
All right, stand by. Dave Ridley is with us from RidleyReport.com. We'll continue here, and you can share your thoughts with us. Bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-941-9483. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-941-9483. That's 1-800-941-9483.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Fight Premature Birth and Birth Defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, more on Bitcoin in moments. The latest out of Argentina in regards to Bitcoin with Uber. But also, there's an interesting development in the world of the Free Talk Live and lrn.fm listen lines. So for a long time, we've had listen lines, where if you don't have a radio station broadcasting Free Talk Live, if you don't have a free-to-air satellite system that you can listen to LRN.FM on, if you, you know, can't easily download our podcasts, you can still call on the phone, like an old phone number thing that you dial. I know most people don't use their phones for this purpose anymore, but
I do. So my phone's jacked in through my car's Bluetooth, right? Mm-hmm. I could turn on my phone and use my data plan,
yep,
and listen to LRN.FM's app, or,
that's right,
you know,
we've got an app too,
variety of different ways. But I choose to use the telephone number because the sound quality may not be, you know, top end, but I don't use any of my data plan minutes.
That's true.
And
you get unlimited long distance. So
plus, up here in, you know, New Hampshire, I'm sorry, but there's these mountains in the way of the broadcast of the cell phone towers. And so data tends to drop out more often than telephone calls do.
That's true.
That's why I choose to use it. And life's pretty good.
The listen lines work well. They've been around for a few years. We have one for LRN.FM, and we had one for Free Talk Live, which basically LRN was the LRN feed. Free Talk Live was Free Talk Live 24 hours a day. But we're taking this idea to the next level, and we now have the audio on demand listen line. It's a different phone number. It's 641-793-9660. I updated our website today with that information on it, on our listen, our 24-hour listening options page. It has that information there. We'll be running promos for this as well. So you'll get the number down eventually here, and I'll give it to you again in a moment. It works on any phone. Doesn't matter whether you get a smartphone or a dumb phone or a home phone or whatever. As long as you can dial a long-distance number, you'll be able to connect to this thing. When you connect to the listen line, you can still listen to Liberty Radio Network's live feed anytime you want. So that's an option still there. But now you can choose from almost a dozen shows that tend to air live on LRN.FM. So, like Free Talk Live, of course, Declare Your Independence, The Freedom Fiends, Cop Block Radio, Flaming Freedom, a lot of your favorite shows. There's more than that, but, you know, you can go and call up the number and you can hear the whole menu. Basically, you punch a number for the show you want to listen to and you're brought right into that show.
That's,
which is pretty
it's
cool.
Great, because now we have even more services.
Exactly. And fans of some of those shows won't have to wait until their favorite show is on in order to listen to it. If they want, they can just call up 641-793-9660 and listen to their favorite show from LRN.FM anytime they want. Favorite live show that originates live. It's not necessarily going to be live if you're listening to it on demand, but hopefully you catch my meaning there. So once again, the number is 641-793-9660. Pretty cool technology.
I'm delighted by it.
All right. So let's go back to Dave. He's in New Hampshire. He's giving us an update on Jerry DeLimas, who is one of the Bundy Ranch supporters, came from New Hampshire originally and was arrested in New Hampshire by the federal government, taken to some sort of holding facility, you said, in Nevada? Dave?
Correct. That's my understanding.
And they have a high level of bail on him, and he has not been able to get out of there, so he's still awaiting trial in prison.
Either high level or no bail at all.
Okay.
And the thing I wanted to mention was that his primary supporter that I hear the most from, other than his wife, you know, when I watch Facebook feed and so forth, is Jack Kimball, the former Republican Party leader in New Hampshire. And Kimball has asked that people call talk radio and write letters to the editor and so forth to raise concern about Jerry's situation. And there is a website. It's freejerrydelamus.com, I think.
Now, he's not the only one from that Bundy Ranch situation that is facing these charges, right? Didn't they go and round up a whole bunch of people?
Yeah.
Right. But we, my thinking is we always should focus like a laser on New Hampshire if we're free staters. And I've listed him as
Well, I am not a free stater, but I do love liberty. And I don't know if this guy was either. He wasn't a Free State Project person,
no.
Right?
No, he's just a a normal person.
Gotcha.
I think he was even part of the Trump campaign, but I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I care about the fact that he was targeted probably for doing nothing bad. And, we need to look after our own, and he's one of ours. I listed him as a primary.
Well, that's probably true that he's, not done anything bad. But ultimately, I mean, I don't know if he's one of our own if he's supporting Donald Trump. I mean, that's questionable.
I mean, he's one of our own in the sense that he's a New Hampshireite. If they did this to Maggie Hassan, I'd be concerned about that, too.
All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Is there anything else you wanted to share here tonight?
Well, it just bothers me that at this point there's still a disconnect between the independence movement and all these branch hacking endeavors, like let's save Jerry, let's put all this huge effort into saving one person, when if we could just get New Hampshire independent, maybe we could save them all at once.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's one of the reasons why I support the NH Exit movement that you actually started. NHExit.com is the website. I know you guys are working on improvements over there. It's not the most attractive of sites, but at least there's something there to let people know about NH Exit, the idea of New Hampshire declaring independence and leaving the United States. You know, if I'm going to put my resources somewhere, I'm going to put it into that movement rather than behind somebody who I don't really know. Whereas I've got people like Rich Paul who are also facing criminal charges. And so given that my resources are limited, I'm going to focus on the people that I absolutely know are libertarians and liberty-minded folks. So I'm probably going to pass on supporting Jerry DeLimas, but I'm sure he appreciates and his family appreciate your efforts in trying to get the word out about him. And maybe some folks listening would want to help with that. What was the website again, Dave?
FreeJerryDeLimas.com.
All right, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. What do you guys think? Jerry DeLimas, I mean, what do you guys, do you know much about the case?
I don't know what happened, those things that happened out at the Bundy Ranch. I saw pictures of, like people with FBI agents in crosshairs, and it made me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I don't know a lot of what happened. I want to withhold judgment until I get more info.
You know, it's hard there's a lot of people who are violated. They have their lives violated by the state, who are innocent. They've never harmed another individual. But we can't spend our time on all of them. I wish we had the resources to do something like that, some sort of court protection campaign or justice watch program or whatever, where people were paying close attention to all of the BS charges that are being brought against innocent people. I mean, I've stood outside of the courthouse and handed out don't take a plea deal information to try to get information to people on their rights, but ultimately they've got to be the ones who step up. I can't, I may know a thing or two about criminal trials, but I don't have the time to sit down and consult with absolutely everybody that's got a criminal case.
Sure.
Against them.
That's why lawyers get paid.
Well, exactly. And it's also why I can only spend time on the people that I know for sure deserve my assistance. And Rich Paul is one of those people. He's fighting a cannabis arrest here in New Hampshire. He's trying to raise money for a legal defense there, and I'm trying to help him with that because he's my friend, and he is definitely, a peaceful person and does not deserve to be behind bars for this. This is Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, with you in studio, Ian here.
And Mark.
And Daryl.
Don't forget, our fundraiser is going on right now. So the satellite fundraiser, that is. Because not everybody can listen to us on the Internet, and not everybody has a phone line to call the new audio-on-demand lines. Like people out in the middle of nowhere, people that live out in, you know, countries where there's not much in the way of Internet access, they still can receive satellite signals. And that's one of the reasons why we have satellite broadcasts going to North and Central America as well as Sub-Saharan Africa. Now, what I'd like to see happen is to add another satellite signal that'll cover all of Europe. It'll cover a good chunk of the Middle East as well as a portion of North Africa. It's a huge signal.
And a chunk of Russia as well.
That's true. It's a huge signal, and it's a very, very popular satellite, the Hotbird satellites. You can help us fund this mission over at fund.lrn.fm. It's an Indiegogo fundraiser campaign, and we appreciate every bit of help that that we can get on that. There are some perks involved, whether it's going and hanging out at your favorite lrn.fm show's studio or a variety of other choices. You can go to fund.lrn.fm and get behind this program. Last year, we raised enough money to continue our African satellite And this year, whether we can add a new satellite or not just depends on the amount of support the campaign gets. So if it's valuable to you to reach people who otherwise might not have ever heard the ideas of Liberty before via free-to-air satellite, if it's worth 15 cents a day, that breaks down to $50 for this 1 year of fundraising. So if you can afford $50, if not, $10, whatever you got, we appreciate it. So please go to fund.lrn.fm. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, we're going actually to Skype here first up, where we've got Socrates on the line. Socrates, go ahead.
Wanted to brush up. One of your co-hosts, Daryl Perry, went up against one of the, I guess, more infamous YouTube Democrats named Sam Cedar.
Oh, yeah. We had him on Free Talk Live several years ago.
I recall. He's discussed, you know, his conversations with you, Molyneux. So I was happy to see Daryl go on the show. But I was disappointed to see how quickly it ended.
How long was the interview?
What, I think that the interview from the clip that I saw that Sam Cedar himself put up, it seemed to be about 2.5, maybe 3 minutes.
I was on for at least half hour, if not 45 minutes.
So the dude edited your appearance?
If he only put up a 2-minute video, then yes, he greatly edited the appearance.
Interesting.
It seemed that he asked you a question about, hey, in a free market, Daryl, right? This is what triggered Daryl to, I guess, hanging up on the call.
No. So, hold on. Since you only saw a, like, 2.5-minute video, allow me to explain. You saw, like, the fifth time he asked me the same question that I kept responding by, I don't know how it's going to work in a free society, and that's the wonderful thing about freedom, is that I don't get to tell people what to do.
But he was badgering you with the same question.
With the same question, and this...
Did you get your own recording of the full interview?
I did not. I don't care about a full recording.
But it would be kind of interesting to have you release the full recording, and then he's got this edited clip, right?
Right. So let me explain a little bit about what happened. Because this guy was, like, setting me off. Like, he had this whole thing set up to piss me off from the get-go.
He's probably mad about the way he got interviewed on Free Talk Live.
Could be.
So initially, they said that they were going to call at, like, 10 after 12. And then I get an email that says it'll be 12:15, and then at 12:15 we'll call you at 12:20, and then at 12:20 I send an email, I'm waiting on your call, and then they said we'll call you in a couple minutes. And so, you know, like, I'm waiting, and this happened right after I found out that a friend of mine had passed away. So I was having a bad day anyway, and then this guy just, you know, kept asking the same question, like, badgering me, and yeah, I had enough.
The clip itself was spent half the time after you hung up. They were talking about how they devoted the entire time to not make you angry. And they specifically, like, went on to, they laughed and said, should we call him back? And I was curious, because they did discuss about 5 minutes about calling you back, sending you emails, apologizing for making you angry. Did they do those things? Just for context before I get into it.
They did send an email asking if I would be interested in returning to the show, and I said no.
Fair enough.
So there was no apology in it?
Not that I can recall. I'll pull up the email or try to pull up the email again. But no, basically, they said, you know, can we call you back? And I said no.
Yeah, they said they were going to do that, but they were laughing at how they thought they were being so kind and so nice. So perhaps that's the editing. But bottom line,
no, they were laughing because they were a-holes.
Well, of course. The best way to describe Sam Cedar every single time I've seen him would be one of those utensils that cleans a woman's vagina. I don't think that's very appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah. The difference is those things are actually useful.
But here's the thing, Daryl. When it comes down to the fact when somebody says, how do we, if there's a dispute on who owns property, land, right? This is the question that they kept hammering to you, right? Two people have claimed to the same ownership of property, right? They say, and you have your agency and they have their agency. How is that settled? And they put you into a box because you started to answer it and then you said, I don't know. And they were like, aha.
And that's the thing. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's going to own the company that sells light bulbs.
Right.
I don't know who's going to change the oil on the president's car. Like, there's a lot of things that I don't know, and I don't need to know these things because that's how freedom works. Freedom means people get to make choices for themselves, and it doesn't get micromanaged.
Well, I'd like to take a poke at it. You know, why in the world do we think that we need a monopoly on organizations that list who owns property? I mean, there are all kinds of disputes in the world about who owns property, and somehow, you know, we make it work. Are we saying in a free market where things tend to run more efficiently that somehow organizations that list the names of people who own property will not be able to do it because there's not a monopoly? Because that seems ridiculous. All that we propose, and look, all libertarians propose, is that I be able to opt out of a particular system. That doesn't mean that property ownership is just going to fly out of the door. It just means that I don't have to pay for your dumb school or whatever.
Right, and I mentioned about wanting to be able to opt out, and then this guy said something about there has to be a monopoly, and I said, okay, so let me ask you this question. What should happen to me if I don't pay taxes? And he said, well, currently, and I said, no, Sam, I want you to tell me what you think should happen to me. And then he said that he thinks that I should be in prison. Was that in the clip that you saw, or did he edit that out?
No, no. And then he said, after he happened, he said, he asked me to say it, right? And then that was how it ended. But the problem with how it went to that point, which is fine, is to address the issue with property rights. He said, well, if there's two people that have claims to the same ownership of land, right, there's got to be some organization that can settle disputes unilaterally, because we can't have all these people having disputes between one organization and another organization. And I said, right, that's why there's something called arbitration. Generally, you generally have people that want to have a respectful, how could you say, a respectful...
And I mentioned arbitration, and he wanted to know who would be the arbitrator.
Right, and the thing is what all arbitrators are judges without a monopoly, and frankly, picking judges through systems of voting or political systems of appointment has been shown to be highly inefficient and to favor the rich and well-connected. Isn't that so, Sam?
Thanks, Socrates, for your call, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You know what? On the way, we'll talk Bitcoin, because there's some pretty great news for Bitcoin users in Argentina and not good news for Bitcoin users in the European Union.
Ruh-roh.
How much of that we'll get to, I don't know. But at some point, we'll talk about it over the coming days. You can join us in the meantime. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. We've got enough time for you. We've had a lot of Skype callers tonight. If you want to call on Skype, you'll sound pretty good. Skype username is lrn.fm. And also you can call toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, one of the ways you can support our show is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. It's $5 per month with any major credit card through PayPal or Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up there. It makes a huge difference for us. It helps us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. And you get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only podcast, as well as the amp-only Facebook group, which is a pretty cool thing. So go and get all the details. Get signed up. It makes a big difference for us. We really appreciate it. Go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. And at some point, we're going to get Bitcoin turned back on for the AMP program, but unfortunately, we currently cannot accept Bitcoin for AMP. We can accept Bitcoin via our tip jar at bitcoin.freetalklive.com, so feel free to donate as much of that as you like, and as well as alternatives to Bitcoin, like the altcoins, Ether, or the dozens of others, which you can send to us via the Shapeshift app, which is built right into the Bitcoin tip jar page at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. But there's big news that I think a lot of Uber and ride-sharing people have been waiting for, especially Bitcoin people, and that is that apparently Uber is finally embracing Bitcoin in Argentina. Well, why Argentina? Well,
yeah, why not all over?
Yeah, why not all over, in fact? Maybe that's coming soon, but right now, the story coming from Cointelegraph.com's Joel Valenzuela. He writes that the Argentinian government has blocked credit card companies from dealing with Uber. causing the ride-sharing company's national branch to use Bitcoin instead. The city of Buenos Aires issued orders both to the National Communications Agency and credit card companies to block the Uber app and deny the company use of credit card service. This prompted Uber to partner with a Swiss Bitcoin company, Zappo, to enable payments through Bitcoin debit cards. The ride-sharing company has faced harsh resistance in Argentina, particularly in Buenos Aires. Taxi unions sued the city and Uber, resulting in a judge issuing an injunction to stop ride-sharing services in the city. Later, both the prosecutor and judge ordered the communications agency, Enacom, to block the Uber app within the city limits. Finally, both the Consumer Protection Agency of Buenos Aires and a judge ordered credit card companies to cease doing business with Uber. I mean, everything is laid against Uber in this particular case.
Yep, but they're still coming back.
It's amazing that they're continuing to try to operate within the city. As a response to this perceived threat to the taxi industry, the Transportation Agency of Buenos Aires has announced development of a taxi app. This app, dubbed BA Taxi, is expected to help provide a government-sanctioned answer to the convenience of Uber's app. Well, that's bound to be a boondoggle. Imagine how much that's going to cost for the government to develop an alternative to Uber. Now, we know that in big cities like New York City, where Uber has come in and provided much-needed competition to the cab companies, that the cab companies, on their own volition, have come up with apps. So the old-school cab companies are trying their best to compete on their own, because that's, you know, the market. It's competition. But in this case, the government wants to assist the cabbies and make them just an absolute, probably, disaster of a program.
I'm here from the government, and I'm here to help.
By and large, Uber's consumers or customers are adapting well to using Bitcoin through Zappo's debit card, for which Uber gave a $30 discount. President of Bitcoin Latham and CEO of RSK Labs sees Uber's typical customers being willing to embrace new technology. Quote, "In general, Uber users are highly knowledgeable about technology and more prone to Bitcoin understanding and usage. Fears about Bitcoin usually come from more illiterate users." So I agree. This is a perfect match for technology here. You've got young
people.
Pretty
good, yeah.
Uber customers are, by and large, young people. And when I say that, I mean people under the age of 50. Certainly under the age of, in my brief experience as an Uber driver, I would say I didn't get a single customer over the age of 40. And most of them were probably in their mid-20s or early.
Did they fire you, Uber?
Did they fire me?
Yeah, you said yes, your brief career.
Well, yeah, I'm on a wait list.
Okay.
Which Uber is not explaining why I'm on a wait list.
Okay.
I was put on the wait list not long after some people from Stop Free Keen sent messages.
Called in and could have said anything.
To Uber, likely said that, you know, I'm some sort of child molester or something like that because the FBI raided the offices here at LRN.FM. And, you know, no charges have come from that, but that's just my speculation. I don't know what else it could possibly be. And when I've contacted them about, hey, you know, I'm on this wait list here. What's going on? Would like to do some more driving for you. Their response is, well, you know, we're currently investigating this and we'll let you know.
Yeah, we get investigated for your lifetime.
It's been 3 months since I've been put on that list.
It's a thorough investigation.
I am by no means happy with Uber as a company.
I'm happy that they're accepting Bitcoin in Argentina in hopes that they can, since they're implementing that there, that they will implement that worldwide.
I hope so, too.
Which could very well be that thing that kicks Bitcoin into ubiquity. I thought it was going to be purse.freetalklive.com, or excuse me, what is it, saveitpurse.com.
Saveitpurse.com.
Where you can save, you know, 15 to 25% on everything you buy at Amazon.
That's right. Yeah, you still can.
It's great, but it doesn't seem to have really shoved it into a ubiquity. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know if it's going to be one particular thing that launches Bitcoin into the stratosphere. It's going to be a multitude of them. So, yes, I still support the idea of Uber. I still support the idea of them taking on Bitcoin. I like the idea of ride sharing and just, you know, sort of disrupting the establishment. And Uber's still good at doing those things. But as far as their servicing of their drivers, I mean, I have 5 stars. Every rating I ever got from a customer, and I only went out driving a few times, but of all the ratings I got, they were 100% of them were five-star ratings. So
sure, they got to ride around in a crappy old cop car.
That's right. Yeah, despite the fact that the cop car was rusting on the top and, you know, the engine knocks, people love it, man. You pull up in that cruiser, you pull up in a cop car like that, and it's almost a guaranteed comment from everyone that gets into the car.
I love the mandatory toothbrushing bumper sticker.
Yeah, that's on there. Vermin Supreme. So anyway, yeah, I'm not happy with Uber's service level towards their actual people that work for them or are contractors for them. And a lot of people aren't happy with Uber because they've cut rates. Uber has made it more difficult to drive in some places because it's, you know, you have to drive the same amount, but you're getting less. So you've got to drive more if you want to make the same amount. It's, you know, it's kind of a mess, which is why they need competition. And I think we'll be talking soon about Arcade City. Looks like they're getting closer to relaunching their app.
And hopefully Arcade City will be more competition than, say, Lyft or Sidecar.
Sidecar went out of business, I believe.
Well, that would explain why they're not much competition.
They're not much competition at all. Did you know that Arcade City is sponsoring Free Talk Live at D10E?
I did not know that.
Indeed, yes.
Does that mean we're going to take an arcade to get from our
I'd love that.
The airport to the hotel or something like that? Arcade City's
big. Christopher David.
Arcade City's big in Austin. They're kind of doing, for those that don't know, Arcade City is a more decentralized ride-sharing, what will be an app. It was an app. They pulled the app a few months ago, and they've been retooling it.
If you have the app on your phone currently, it will still work.
It still works, yeah. But they've really had a huge explosion in publicity within the last month since they went into Austin, Texas, and took advantage of Uber and Lyft leaving town. The Arcade City group in Austin, Texas, last I heard, had 28,000 members in a Facebook group because they don't have their app out yet. There's still people who want to use this decentralized concept, and so they'll just go into this Facebook group and post, "Hey, I need a ride."
Currently 37,499 people. But I've heard that there's also some undercover cops that are this group.
Yeah, there are. They've been
where they're, you know, like trying to set people up and bust them.
Right. And they have been going after and impounding cars, I believe, in Austin. So, you know, it's going to be a rocky road for the decentralized Arcade City, but I'm a big fan of what they're doing. And Christopher David, of course, is a liberty activist from here in New Hampshire.
And so, I saw Chris over the weekend at the Startup Society Summit.
That's right.
And he's got some huge plans for Arcade City that I cannot wait until they're active so that we can actually talk about them.
Ooh, good tease. So, yeah, there you go. Uber in Argentina taking Bitcoin. I think that's good news. According to Franco Amati, co-organizer of the Latin American Bitcoin Conference, most users have flocked to Bitcoin rather than to lose Uber. Quote, "Nobody is deleting Uber's app because of this. On the contrary, I have friends that requested Bitcoin debit cards just to use Uber. Most of them from Satoshi Tango, since they have an option for a virtual debit card, so they don't even need to wait for the physical card to be delivered." So I guess they're talking about one of these cards, sort of like the WageCan card. Or
well, the WageCan is a physical card.
That's what they're saying here. There's some people waiting for a physical card to be delivered from this company, Zappo.
Right, but they also said there's a virtual card.
Correct. So you get, I guess, either one from them. So very, very cool news. Hopefully this will see a Bitcoin explosion in Argentina because Uber's popular. There's a lot of people who use that service. We'll let you know what the latest is on Arcade City in the coming days as well. We'll see you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.